That's wonderful. One of the earlier Sky Fellowships, I was talking about that verse, unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh. This is in us, which is in King James. And I said wrongly that the word power is energeo. Actually, the following word is energeo, working. Power is dunamis, and next word is worketh. This word worketh is in present participle. That's what I wanted to say, but I wrongly said the word power as energeo. So, correction, what actually this verse says in the Greek text is that exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power dunamis that is working, continuously working in us. So God is very much one with us. And God has given to us the vision, life's vision, your ministry, the direction. Like earlier Richard said, God said to Paul, I'm sending you to the Gentiles. At times, we do our things here and there, and we come back to that place of God's vision, His most perfect way, the perfect will, acceptable and perfect will. When we move in the direction that God is leading us, guiding us, inspiring us, when we move in that, it's a prosperous journey. Very smooth and prosperous journey. All these things shall be added unto you. So we are able to walk like that, and that's how He created us in Christ Jesus, unto His good works, which He has before ordained, ordered for us to walk, so that we are happy, blessed. Blessed are you when we go out, come back, stay at home, at the kitchen, at the garden with people. God has ordered our steps and we decide to walk in that. The vision, direction. Also, at times, we want to help God in that, but God doesn't need our help. When we will try to do, it becomes our own works, and then also lean onto our own understanding, where we get kind of stuck. We don't see that kind of smooth results. But God, steer us back, help us to come back to that life's vision and direction where we are very happy and very fervent, excited. And we have this wonderful ministry service of, first of all, us being reconciled to God. And walk in that. We are already reconciled, connected, direct access. The Father has direct access to us, and He is working. This is also like the Philippians 2:13 is in the present participle. And we move in that. direction with our free will, which enables God to continually get us to do this service effectively. He has given to us the ministry service of reconciliation, and He has also given to us the word of reconciliation. Which one is committed? Let's see. I have this software on the computer. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 20 somewhere. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world. Oh, that's cosmos. Pretty big. Onto Himself, not imputing their trespasses onto them, and hath committed unto us the word. Okay, the word, the logos, the right narratives, right logic, right communication. He has committed unto us. It's in our mouth, in our lips and heart, and He's energizing us to speak the logos that bring our and others' mind towards that direction, exciting direction, the direction of hope, direction of results, direction of that prosperity. And today we heard many of these wonderful words, logos, by inspiration, and our faith is increased and encouraged, and we are given this wonderful service of reconciling people, reconciling the world. And now God is in us, like God was in Christ then, contrasting here. Earlier, God was in Christ. Now, God is in us, reconciling the world to Him. And He's make it happen. Thousands and millions will be reconciled to God and also learn to walk with Him, being led by God, not by one's own strength, but the strength of God, God's competence, God's sufficiency. So this is actually very, very easy way. Immediately we can begin to do the things that God inspires us, and then we can communicate, share with those that God brings to our path. So right now, Beatrice is really blessed and moving ahead with the inspiration, direction that God has been giving to her. And she has a prosperous journey and fun time, and also has the abundance to do, financial abundance to do. So all these things are put together, this wonderful package. God is showing us that as we are honoring God by sowing the seed, sowing this finance, which God doesn't need, but He is blessed that when we do that, He is able to open the floodgates of heaven and bring down into this physical realm what is ours spiritually. Jesus already made us rich through Him. He became poor, so now we are very wealthy. And God is able to make all of His favor abound towards us, that we are always having all sufficiency, all things, all sufficiency, all satisfaction in all things may abound unto every good work. So this abounding of every good work, opening door for the floodgate for the good works to abound, is connected to this very simple one point, honoring Jehovah with substance and the first fruit of your increase. Sowing the seed which God gives us for us to sow. So it's really good thing, beneficial. So we are continually communicating this point with Indian and Nepali and whoever believers. And those who are practicing, we are seeing God's windows of heaven opened up, and really they're having very effective things are happening. So we just continue to do the wonderful truth of the kingdom of God where we are. We are at the right hand of God, the highest location in the creation, and God, our Father, loving Father, is showing us, enlightening the eyes of understanding. Directly He can enlighten us. And that capability He has made available through our Lord Jesus Christ, what He has done, accomplished. Adam lost that, and Jesus gained the full package, even beyond what Adam had. So this is a really exciting time, fun time, to see the manifold, innumerable, uncountable wisdom of God to be manifested in this age. We are in this very great time and place that God is determined. This was His intention. To the intent. And this was spoken by Paul many years ago and written down and first written to the Ephesians. To the intent. This is God's intention. One of the greatest things that the church is going to do with God, to the intent that, of course, through Him and God through us, through the church, to show forth before the eyes of principalities and power, to show the incredible power, the manifold wisdom, the innumerable, uncountable. So we are doing that in that direction, wisdom of God, and literally annihilate the enemy, just blast them. Like Moses, one Moses going back to Egypt at that age, moving with God, executing one thing, one little thing a day, or two little things, I don't know how many things, but by him doing that, we have seen the testimony, what one person can do. So that's the vision, encouragement of the testimonies that God has given. One Joshua, one Gideon. We are sons of God, daughters of God. So one, you, determined with God, focus with God, stay with God, what energy He is giving to us, what vision He is giving to us. So we move in that direction. And God has given to you the vision already. He's already given the great direction. So we stay with that. And this shall be revealed wonderfully, smoothly, prosperous way of God. I'm very, very thankful to God for showing us this very simple truth, simple way. Now that we are to trust in Jehovah, literally, trust in Jehovah with all of our heart and lean not onto our own understanding. And blessed is the man, woman, who trust in Jehovah. We can trust in Jehovah who is invisible because He communicates to us. He inspires us. He gives us direction, vision, encouragement, both internally and externally in the physical realm to keep us hot and keep us going, running towards that finish line, great high calling that He has called us in Christ Jesus. So we have that great calling, and God has great thing that each of us to produce. He will get that thing to be manifested through you. So we stay focused in that path, because this shall be, this great thing shall be manifested by the ability, power, and leading, guiding of God through each of us. We are not small people that enemy tries to get you to think, oh, through me, what happens? What? You're mighty, and God will bring it to pass. Saul to Paul. And through that one person, and also Peter, and others that we see from the scripture, through that one person, God manifests mighty things, and many people will be reconciled. Multitudes, millions and millions, billions. Because all men to be saved and all men to come to the knowledge of truth, so billions. We don't have trillions, but if trillions, no sweat with God. So that kind of logos, the mind direction, and we just keep walking each day with Him, with that expectation, the logos God is giving to us, the direction and the expectation He's building in us, that we could see the unseen, and we can see the unseen, the greatness of that unseen as done. And God is doing that with us. And we keep going. We keep running this wonderful race, which is in Christ Jesus, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.